Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Samach Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Nochi Shaya Mavir in Yisrael Kadei Yain Mimokam Lamokim Im Haya Becheskas Mishtameh Muta Bim Hoidiyoy Shu Maflig Ben Kadei Shishtoim V'Yistoim V'Yin Goiv. If an idolater is moving closed barrels of wine from place to place together with a Jew, if the Jew occasionally leaves for a while but does not inform the idolater of this, it's considered guarded and is permitted. But if the Jew informed him that he's leaving for a while, it's going to be prohibited if there is enough time for the idolater to pierce it, plug it up with plaster, and let it dry. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's prohibited if there's enough time to open its lid, seal it up, and let it dry. And the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Maaseh Benochi Echad Shaya Ma'avir, Im Misol, Kadei Yain, Mimokom Lamokom, Asa Uvda Kami Rabbi Yabo, Ba'asa Ami Befetuchos, Hava Uvda. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel says, there was a case of an idolater who was transferring jugs of wine from place to place together with a Jew. The case came before Rabbi Yabo, and he prohibited it. They explained that Rabbi Yabo made his ruling about open jugs, where it was easy for the idolater to touch the wine. Zikan says his ruling doesn't only apply when they were filled to the top, but even if the barrels were not, they're prohibited as the idolater could reach the wine inside, albeit with slightly more effort, by lowering them from his shoulder, tipping them, and then returning them without the Jew realizing. Don't think that Rabbi Shimon is more lenient in his opinion than our Mishnah, that wine is only prohibited if the Jew delayed for enough time to move the lid, make a new lid and return it. In fact, it's a stringency because to close up a small hole in the lid is more time consuming as it must be done with care to ensure that it's not recognizable when it's filled. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Ami, Beitzer Tzluya shel Kusim Harezu Muteres. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rabbi Ami, said that a roasted egg of Kusim is permitted. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Elazar, Tavshilei Kusim Harei Elu Mutarim. Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Elazar, said that cooked dishes of Kusim are permitted, and this ruling was before the Chachamim decree to treat Kusim like Goyim. Hadadat Amma b'tavshu shein darkan laseif laseichoi yayin v'choymet. Hadadavar bori shenosan osa afil ba'anaya. These refer to dishes that don't usually contain wine or vinegar, but if they certainly do contain them, it's prohibited to gain benefit from the dish. It's seen in the Brisa that says originally it was prohibited to gain benefit from the wine of Avigdor, which is a Kusi town, because the nearby town of idolaters called Kfar Pagash would supply the Kusim with wine. Similarly, the wine of the Kusi town of Bolgata was prohibited because of the nearby town of idolaters called Beerus Sarika. And similarly, the wine of the Kusi town of Ein Kushis, because of the nearby town of idolaters, called Kfar Shalem. Chazu loyme pesucha b'chol mokim asura ustuma muteris nekuvu ustuma harehi kustuma. They later said that open barrels are prohibited everywhere, and closed barrels are permitted. If a barrel was visibly pierced and then closed up, it's considered to be closed and is permitted. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakula Amar Harezu Kepesucha. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chakula says that such a barrel that was visibly pierced is considered to be like an open barrel and is prohibited. Amr Chanina ba'ana yachel kayim in hava iluya yakir loy is patachas ve'in loy is patachas. Chanina says, I'm able to check and thereby know if it had been completely open before. If the wax is still visible, it's a sign that the barrel was not completely opened. If the wax is not visible, it's a sign that the barrel was completely opened. Ke'adad Reb Shimon Loza, azal lachad kraya de shamayin, asa saf lagabei amalei aifili chada kula shesima amalei ha mavua kamech shesi. The conclusion that the Kusim are now treated as goyim can also be seen in the story of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who went to a certain Kusi town in the Shomron. A scribe or school teacher came before him, and Rav Shimon said to him, "Bring me a closed jug of your wine." The man hinted to him that he shouldn't drink the Kusi wine by saying that there's a water spring before you, drink from its waters. Atach eluya amalei ha mavua kamech shasi chamsei matrach eluya amalei in atmare de nafsheich ha mavua kamech shasi v'in ashach marseich. Rav Shimon Elazar therefore troubled the man to bring him the Kusi wine. The man again said that there is a water spring before you, drink from its waters. And if you want to drink wine, remember what King Shlomo said in Mishlei in Perchas Gimel Pasuk Beis, and put a knife to your throat if you are a master of your soul, and refrain from drinking Kusi wine. The Kusim have already destroyed themselves and made themselves like Gentiles. Rav Shmuel, Rav Yosi, Ozal, Ladar, Nifulei, Asun kusai legabei amaloin ana mechami lechoin deleis asun sagdin lahein tura elet salmae de tuchusoi tuchsiv v'yitmoin oisam yakev tachas ha'ala asher im Schrem, Shama Kalin Amrin, Nikreutz, Nsade Leilein Kuvaya, Vyada, the Inunbow, Mitalune, the Karat for Nafigle. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi once went to Har Gerizim, and the Kusim tried to convince him to pray there rather than Yerushalayim. He said to them, I will show you that you don't bow to the mountain because of its great sanctity, rather you must be bowing to idols that Yaakov Avinu hid there. Because the Pasuk says in Bereishis in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Dalet, and they gave Yaakov all of the deities of the nations that were in their possession, and Yaakov hid them under the Elot tree that was near Shechem, and at night he heard them saying, let's get up early and remove these thorns from here. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Yossi understood that they planned on killing him, so he got up early and he left. Rabbi Acha Azal Ma'um Va'acha Chalitan, Rabbi Yumi Acha Kamsin, Rabbi Chizkia Acha Kamsin. Rabbi Acha once went to the Kusi city of Ma'um and ate poached wheat. Rabbi Yumi ate cooked beans. Rabbi Chizkia ate roasted kosher grasshoppers. And these foods don't involve the prohibition of food cooked by Gentiles. Rabbi Asa Yenam Mipi, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Ami, Shayu Oilim Baha Melech, Rabbi Nochri Echad Shayu Choshut Al Yenam, Asan Amulei Koimai, Amulein, Volal Yadi Ila. Rabbi Abo prohibited the Kusi wine like Yain Nesech. It's learned from when Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Asi, and Rabbi Ami were climbing Ha HaMelech, and they saw a certain Kusi who was suspected of the prohibition of Gentile wine. They came and told it to Rabbi Abo, and he said to them, even for one reason, we should prohibit their wine. The ister by meima chada uvas shuva loy shishtachach chama b'chol mesaltiki b'puke shuva ishtachach melaya min mada asen almaya v'kablune kusai min hoin. And some say that another occurrence caused them to decree against kusi wine, that one era of Shabbos there was no wine throughout the city of Semaltiki, and on Motzei Shabbos the city was filled with wine that had been brought by Gentiles. The kusim bought that wine and they drank it. The ister by meima kadsalik dil dik Litinus Malka Lahacha Gaza Vama Kulamaya in Savun Barmin Yudai Venasrin Kusaya Venesa Yenan. And some say that when the Roman king Diclitinus came to rule over Eretz Yisrael, he decreed that all of the nations must make wine libations to an idol, except for the Jews. The Kusim made these libations, and it was then from then that the Chachamim prohibited their wine. And some say they found an idol in the image of a dove to which they made libations. The question the Kusim of Kisari asked Rabbi Abo, your forefathers would eat our food and drink our wine, so why do you refrain? Rabbi answered, your forefathers didn't ruin their actions, but you have ruined your actions by serving idols. Tamantanin, and we learnt a Mishnah in Maseches Mikvois, Eretz Yisrael Tahira Mikvasei Tahirin. The land of Israel is Tahor, and its Mikvois are Tahor. Eretz Kusim Tahira Mikvasei Mudurosei Veshevilei Tahirin. A Tosefta says in Maseches Mikvois that the land of the Kusim is Tahor, their Mikvois, the houses and paths, are Tahor. Their paths are Torah because it's assumed that they only select the path where, when they've established that there's no tumah on that path. A mikvasei tohurim, Rav Lozer Rav Yosi hadad atama lahaminan she'inam she'uvim. Halamidus arboim loy didarshi ach mayan ubo mikvamayim ma mayan mataya kolshu af mikvamataya kolshu. But their mikvas are Torah. Rav Lozer Rav Yosi said that the kusi is believed to say it was filled with rainwater and not drawn water, but he's not believed to say that the mikvah contained the minimum of 40 sar of water, which is a measurement that Chazal expounded to be the minimum size of a mikvah. And the Kusim wrongly expound the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Vav, but a spring or a cistern, a gathering of water, remains Tor. And we learn from here that just as any sized spring can purify a person or vessel, so too a mikveh of any amount can purify. But that was the wrong drosha, and we don't learn that way. In fact, a mikveh needs to be 40 sar, and that's why we can't rely on them when they say the mikveh is a certain size. Born, Rabbi Abo, Chalot Shalahen Ma'u. They asked Rabbi Abo, is it permitted to eat wheat poached by Kusim? Amaloin halavai haini yicholin liyasa gam meimeyem. Rabbi Abo said, if only we could also prohibit their boiled water. Rabbi Yaakov Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina kusai to kisin mutter lahalvosam b'ribis. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said it's permitted to even lend money on interest to the Kusim of Kisarim because they're definitely considered to be non-Jews. Rabbi Yosi by me'atalei nachosh lechaltan v'nan chamaya rabbanan chashashin. Rabbi Yosi objects, he said, according to that, we should not be concerned for their dough, that it should be obligated in separating challah. But we see that the Chachamim were concerned. We come on to the next mission. Hamaniach yenoi b'karoin or b'sfina v'alchoi l'kephandria nichas medina v'rachatz muta v'moidiyo ishu maflig kadei shishtoim v'yistoim v'yigoiv. The mission says if one left his wine in a wagon or in a boat and he took a shortcut entering into the city and bathed, The wine is permitted as the idolater left in the wagon wasn't aware that the Jew would be absent for an extended period of time. But if the Jew informed him of his plans, then the wine is prohibited if there was enough time for the Gentile to pierce it, plug it up with plaster, and let it dry. No, it's only prohibited if there's enough time to open its lid, seal it up, and let it dry. And the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Chanina, maase b'karoin achas mishal beis Rebbe, shefliga yosef me'abas mil." Rabbi Chanina says there was a case of a wagon of wine of the house of Rebbe, in which there was a Jew and a Gentile, and the Jew went 4 mil away from the wagon. Also, of the Kami Rabbonon be'achshun, amrin b'hador istalta. The case came before the Rabbon, and they permitted the wine, explaining that since the wagon travelled on the wide road that reached Sidon, and the road was frequented by Jews, the Gentile was afraid to touch the wine. Rechanina said even without that reason it would be permitted, because the Gentile would often see thorns protruding from the felled trees and would think that there were people there and would be afraid to touch the wine.